Good night, everybody. This is Christopher Taylor with Diamond Dazzle Dreamer. So I have decided that before I do anything else, I'm going to thank God for everything that I have right now. My family, my resources, my mind most of all. Because without it, I wouldn't be able to accomplish the things I have done. And I wouldn't have what I have. So God, thank you so much. And I encourage everybody to seek that power that I am talking about. But I've discovered, and I can't fight it, guys. I can't fight it. I am, born, bred, raised to be a motivator, to be a speaker, to try to encourage people. I can't stop. And yes, I might be able to say things like, oh yeah, I can do the best job, and I can sell you on something, and I can tailor that energy and that motivation to serve and to lift you up into selling you something that you might like and need and use. But my overall passion, and I'm discovering this on my drive here, is just motivating and speaking to people. I love it. So tomorrow I have a speaking opportunity. I am going to talk to about 9 or 10 realtors in a realtor's office. Why, you might ask? Okay, so I got a call from a lady. She said, I'm selling my home, Christopher, and Larry said you clean houses up. And I said, yeah, I do. I clean houses. Who's this Larry guy? Oh, he's helping me sell my house. Great. What's his, what real estate office you got? I don't even think I asked that. I think I just, what's his last name? I looked his name up and bam, real estate in my town. Call him up. What's up, Larry? It's Christopher Taylor. You know what? I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. I want to tell you how much I appreciate you, Larry. Somebody just told me that you told me them about my company. And you know what? I would love to take you out to lunch because I appreciate you, Larry. And I can add value to your company. Great, Christopher. That's awesome. You know what? I got 9 other realtors in my office. Why don't you come and come to our weekly meeting and tell them a little bit about your company? Absolutely, Larry. I would love to do that. That sounds like the best idea that I've heard all freaking day. Week, month. I would love to do that. I'll bring donuts. So I took this opportunity to thank you for a referral, to give a thank you. And this is being proactive, guys. This is simple. You know, I'll put a pin in that and be like, I landed a big house washer off of just saying thank you for liking my post. Thank you for liking my post. Oh yeah, I actually needed my house wash. She probably wasn't going to call me if I wouldn't have gave that push. You know, you build these relationships. I go on to social media to try to pick an argument, not even pick an argument, to stand for something so big that nobody, I could never back down. Like, don't throw trash on the ground. How can you fight against that? I think that anybody who throws trash on the ground is being lazy, and I think that that's a piss poor attribute. And you stand behind it. And you know what? People who back that attitude up, you could get new friends on social media. And that's what I do. But I go back, I don't remember exactly where I put the pin, but I just believe that motivating people is my passion, and I can't stop. So here I am, I'm getting ready to go and talk to these realtors. That's what it is. I'm going to talk to these realtors tomorrow, and I can only talk so much about how cool it is and how much they need to remember me for cleaning a house. I got 15 minutes to talk, and I need to capitalize on this. So in 15 minutes, if you're like me, you're thinking, how am I going to add the absolute most value so these guys are more confident selling more houses for higher tickets, getting more money for their clients? See? So that's that motivator side of me coming back out. So here I am, Christopher Taylor with Diamond Dazzle Dreamer, Diamond Dazzle Cleaning, and I'm going, okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take you on a journey and take them through just their day. Pump them up. Tell them a story. Relate it to my company. Help them get that edge so they can then go and sell houses. I'm not bringing any literature. If I can't leave enough mark on you to make it so you can remember how to find me on the internet, well, I'm doing a bad job. That's what I believe. I don't want to leave you a business card. You better remember me. And that's what I keep in my mind. Like, I want to leave a mark. I want you to remember me. You won't ever need a business card because you'll know how to find me. You'll go straight to the internet. You'll never forget me. So my goal is to do that and teach these people how to do that in their respective field. And I'm going to pump them up and encourage them to dazzle. Because people want to connect. People want positive energy that they can trust. Because, okay, like, I'm dealing with just realtors, okay? They're buying and selling, they're selling a house for you or helping you buy a house. They already know, like, their clients already know that they're going to get a chunk, and that's what they're there for. But if you can't make that process as a salesperson, as a real estate agent, can't make that process feel smooth, you're not going to be a long-term real estate agent. Because these guys are getting, between the two of them, you know, on low end, I would guess 2.5% a piece. 2.5% for the buyer, 2.5% for the seller. On a $100,000 house, that's $5,000. And for somebody who's selling a house and that saved up and that $5,000 is their equity that they earned, that they've paid down, it hurts them. You know, so... And I'll just take it back to me. Like, if I say, hey, I'm going to help you clean your house. Like, if you haven't cleaned your house in 5 years, it's probably because you don't really have the resource to. And so when I come to and tell you what it's really going to cost, you're going, ugh, that sucks. I don't want to pay that. But you need to pay that. You need to get it done. And just like with buying and selling a house, you need to buy it. You need to sell it. But it's that process. It's that relationship. It's that transition that you go through that makes them feel comfortable, that makes them feel like if they go do business with somebody else, that they're losing. For me, I tell them why we're different. And I'm really hounding on this right now because I got asked that question, like, why are you at 600 and these people are at 275? And I lost myself for a minute. It's still snow on the ground. I'm not really ready to be working. I'm not in sales mode, but I need to be. You guys need to be prepared and be ready for that customer experience, because if they know, I will buy something that costs more because I like who's selling it to me, because I'm going to get that. If I got a question, I know who to ask. Dude, if you go on the internet and you buy something from Amazon, from some company, and you get a shirt that's too small and you want to return it, that's probably going to be difficult. But if you go down to your local store and you say, I want to buy this shirt or this suit, whatever it is. Oh, I bought the wrong size. Oh, no problem. Come on in. Let me get you a new one. Diamond Dazzle Cleaning is that person. Oh, no worry. I got you. I'm here in town. You got questions? I got answers. I'm the expert. I want you to have a dazzling day. I want to create the best value. So when you think of your house and you see the difference it made, you're thinking, Diamond Dazzle. My day is better. Yeah, I could have saved $200. I could have saved $100, $300. But you know what? I liked this kid. He made my day better. He made me smile. He taught me something. And you always have a chance to leave that kind of mark on somebody. You always have that chance, whether you're selling something or just being yourself. But especially in business, you need to be creating that value. So I feel like that's a good place to stop, guys. I'm getting ready to go and talk to the realtors tomorrow. I had about a 30-minute drive here. I'm fired up. I'm going to come back and listen to this later, and I encourage you all to start your own podcast just so you can listen to your own language. You can come back, you can listen to what you sound like, how you can change. You get better at talking. You realize where your errors are. If you say the F word 1,000 times, well, you can really try not to. So, and I want to encourage you all to get rid of that one big loser friend you got. Somebody said something to me tonight, and I was like, you know what, I learned a lot just from being around you guys, you know, just from hearing it repeatedly. And they're like, yeah, knowledge from osmosis, as he said. And I was like, knowledge by osmosis. Knowledge by osmosis. So if I'm around, just sitting in a circle, and I don't say a word, and I'm just dumb. Say I'm just the dumbest person. And there's been so many times where I go and sit at a table, and people are talking about things I don't understand because I sought to be at that table. And I just be quiet. Lots of times I talk. I want to create value in people. I want to teach people. I'm a talker. But sometimes you got to know when to listen. So, anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and log off this podcast. And I hope that you make your day dazzling.